Where was your childhood home located?
Porcelain, Florida. It's too small to be on the map, but it's porcelain.
Did you enjoy living there?
I did up until I was 16, and at 16 my grandfather died, and my life kind of changed. My father was a preacher back in the 40s and the 50s. Whatever they say was Bible. And when my father died, like the whole town I felt like the town turned on me. At the age of 17 and a half, I went to the Army. So I got out and I went to Canada. And from Canada, I came to Portland.
Do you have any Army stories that you could share with us?
My Army story is I got a taste to the wrong side of life. I went to the Army in 1963. I got out in 1966. I was in Korea, and so I saw a lot of stuff that I wish I hadn't seen out there. Got introduced to drugs. I suffered from PTSD, but I got lucky and got a break. The Army put me in military rehab, and that's probably the best thing that ever happened to me.
So what exactly did you like learn from this experience?
The thing I learned the most was how I cut my future short. When I came out of the military, I really wanted nothing else to do with the military. But I didn't have the education to go further. Before I went to the Army, my junior year, I went to work at a private club. As a busboy, and the combination of making tips, working in tuxedos, I saw that as my way out. I didn't have to have a good education, so I learned that quitting is the most devastating thing anybody can do. You can't never win, right? And I learned that when you quit, things really become impossible. But I also learned that to spell impossible, you have to spell it I am possible. So the reason for not quitting is to make things possible.